Analysis of the Fort Fox. Many of Ted Chu's poems are centered around the natural world. The Fort Fox is his first animal poem. It is situated in the first chapter, capturing animals, of his book Poetry in the Making. This poem was written in a very short time, in three verses, after an entire year without writing and without inspiration. The Fort Fox relates the imaginary encounter between the poet and the fox. This event is used to metaphorically describe poetic inspiration and the progression of any idea from the poet's mind to paper in order to form a true poem. The poem is written in the first person with the pronoun I. We use Ted Chu's vision of the imaginary fox, which is as first defined as something else in lines 2 and 6, and then becomes the fox's nose, two eyes, and a body, and finally the pronoun it in the last stanza, which is the only time the fox is mentioned as a whole being. Although the poem is structured in six stanzas, which each have four lines, there is no regularity in the length of the lines and general rhythm of the poem. This irregularity imitates the poet's doubts as his inspiration comes unexpectedly. In the nighttime atmosphere of peace and calm, the arrival of another being draws the reader's attention, especially with the adjective alive, which has a slightly mysterious connotation. The poet is then able to precise his description with the appearance of the fox's nose and its two eyes, showing that, starting with a vague idea, poet focuses on specific details. In the last stanza, the adjectives hot and sharp give a clear impression to the reader that both the fox and the conclusion of the poem are much closer. While the fox approached, Ted Chu's imagination has in parallel being materialized into a poem. There are clear references to the similarity between the act of writing and the fox's hunt. For example, the neat prints set into the snow by the fox refers to these sets on paper by the poet and are just as irreversible as ink. The pronoun it at the line 22 can both describe the fox and the pronoun and the idea of entering the poet's mind. The opposition between the page is printed and the blank page shows that the circle is complete. Nevertheless, the repetition of clock and the fact that there is still no star outside shows us that the poet is always threatened by the lack of inspiration. The progression through the poem is reinforced by Ted Chu's use of various sonorities and rhythmical patterns. The poet's initial lake of ideas is, for example, shown by the rhythm between darkness and loneliness. As ideas arrive, Ted Chu's horizons expands, just as the long vowels in the first syllables of the present participles widening and deepening in the fifth stanza. The reader is also able to follow the movement of like the fox's nose, thanks to the alternative pattern and vowels and consonants in adverbs such as delicately, which are difficult to pronounce and force us to read slowly and imitate the fox's delicacy. These long pauses caused by the comma and semicolon in line 20 also imitate the animal and the poet's hesitancy. At the end of the same stanza, the multiple repetition of now is also used to reflect the fox's steps. These images all show the poet's doubt, and as he tries to grasp an idea which he fears will escape him, like the fox's prey. In the fifth stanza, the adverbs brilliantly and concentratedly show a rise and intention because of their length. Line 21 marks a clear break with the rest of the poem. The fluidity and slowness of the long sentence is started in stanza 2, contrasts with the last stanza, which contains many monosyllabic words. This is reinforced by the alliteration in S and T, which gives a sharp and strong rhythm and takes the reader by surprise. It seems that the inspiration has suddenly come and that the poet is writing at the same time as he thinks. The extended metaphor of the fox, which runs throughout the poem, gives life to Ted Hughes' words. I find the fourth fox to be more engaging than other poems, which simply describe an animal from an external point of view. By comparing poetic inspiration with something concrete like a fox, Ted Hughes makes the act of writing more understandable and brings the reader and the poet closer to one another. The use of specific sounds such as vowels or short consonants like S and T helps to create an atmosphere and show us that it is often important to read a poem aloud to understand it better.